Episode 52. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. You can do more with bits than just turning them on or off. This episode will show you how to shift bits left or right for either really quick multiplication or division, or to maneuver them into place. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code free live class? Text PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. The previous episode showed you how you could isolate, set, and clear bits either individually or in a group. If you have a byte with the value 5A in hexadecimal, you know how to isolate each half now, and with appropriate masks, you can easily turn this into either 50 or 0A. But what if you wanted to work with just that 5 part? In its current position, even after masking, it's not 5, it's 50. I'll show you how you can shift this so it's just 5. We're going to use some operations called shift left and shift right to accomplish this. These are bitwise operations and allow you to shift bits a certain number of positions. Remember that in hexadecimal, each digit actually represents 4 binary digits. So to shift the value 50 so it becomes 05, it'll need to be shifted to the right by 4 positions. There's actually a lot more to these operations than might first seem likely. The first thing to note is that each language can define the details of these shift operations as they see fit. The basic operations will be the same, but the edge cases could be different between languages. For example, in C++, if you try to shift either left or right by more positions than your type has available, then you may not get the result you expect. This is getting into undefined territory, so make sure that when you shift bits, that your shift amounts make sense. Another good way to cause problems is to try shifting by a negative number of locations. Your compiler might generate code that behaves differently than another compiler in these situations. Another aspect to be aware of when shifting to the right in C++ has to do with negative values. I'm not talking about trying to shift by a negative amount. That already doesn't make any sense. I'm talking about what happens when you have a negative number and try to shift it to the right. Most implementations that I've seen will divide the initial negative number by a power of 2. Don't worry, I'll explain this more in just a moment. So if you start out with the value negative 8 and shift this to the right by one position, you'll end up with negative 4. Just be aware that working with negative numbers like this is technically up to your C++ implementation to define. And if you look at how shifting is done in C#, it's actually much more defined. Before we get into this though, let me explain more about that division, and I'll also show you how you can use shifting to perform multiplication. Let's do the multiplication first, since it's the easiest. Actually, now's a good time to take a short break for this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. I'm going to explain shifting in terms of decimal first, since we're all familiar with that. Imagine for a moment that computers understood decimal numbers directly, and that a byte consisted not of 8 binary values of 0 and 1, but of 8 decimal digits from 0 through 9. We could count all the way from 0 through 99,999,999. If I'm losing you here, just pretend that 8 digits is the highest anybody can count and that there is no number greater than 8 digits. So the number 100 million or anything greater would not exist. Alright, let's start with the value 1. We need something other than all zeros, or shifting in any direction just has no effect. This applies to computers too. If we take the value 1 and shift it to the left by a single location, what value should we put in the position that the 1 used to occupy? We'll fill in vacated positions with 0. So shifting the value 1 to the left and then filling in the empty location with the 0 gives us the value 10. If we shift it again, this time we're shifting the 1 over a location and we're shifting the 0 over a single location too. Then we fill in the empty spot that the 0 used to occupy with another 0. This gives us the value 100 now. Each time we shift left, the value is multiplied by 10. We all learned this in grade school. If you want to multiply by 10, just add a 0 on the right. That's a roundabout way of describing a left shift operation. Or maybe you consider my explanation the more roundabout way and consider it simpler just to think of adding a 0. Whatever works for you. The end result is that each time you shift a value to the left, you end up putting a new 0 on the right. If you shift the value 12 to one position to the left, then you place a single 0 on the right and you have 120. Now what about shifting to the right? Most grade school teachers never went this far in their explanation. Shifting to the right without getting into fractional values means that the right digit is going to fall off the edge. It actually doesn't matter which way a number is shifted, something's going to fall off the side being shifted towards. It wasn't obvious when we shifted 12 to the left to get 120. But what if we have the value 12,345,678 and try shifting that to the left? Since all 8 of our digits are being used, the one digit will get cut off. This doesn't happen in real life because we don't have a fixed set of digits and our numbers can just keep getting as big as they need. Shifting the value 12 to the right by one position will cause the 2 digit to fall off and we're left with just 1. Again, this doesn't happen in real life because we can start using decimal places and can start growing numbers as small as we want in the other direction. In the real world, shifting 12 to the right by one position will result in 1.2. Remember that computers don't have decimal places and don't have unlimited digits. When programming and shifting, you have to expect digits will fall off the edge. I think I got a bit sidetracked there. Let's start with 120 and shift that to the right by one position. The 0 will fall off the edge and we'll have 12. This divided the value by 10. If you can understand what I just described about shifting decimal numbers to the left, dropping the leftmost digits while adding zeros on the right, versus shifting decimal numbers to the right and dropping the rightmost digits while adding zeros on the left, then you already understand shifting in binary too. In many ways, shifting binary is a lot easier. You only have zeros and ones to worry about. Let's imagine a very small computer that can only work with just 4 bits. If we start with the value 0011 and shift it to the left one, we get 0110. Shifting to the left again gives us 1100. One more time to the left gives us 1000. This caused a one digit to fall off the edge, and now we only have one bit that has a value of 1. If we did this left shift again, then the result would be 0000, because now all the one digits fell off the edge. Once we're at all zeros, shifting left or right makes no difference anymore. Let's go back to the starting value of 0011 and this time shift it to the right. A digit falls off the edge this time too and we have 0001. Shifting that result to the left will not bring back the one digit that fell off. It's gone forever. So shifting 0001 to the left just gives us 0010. The last thing I want to mention today is how shifting in binary also causes multiplication or division. Just like in decimal, if you want to multiply by 10, you add a 0. This works in binary with a slight change. Remember, binary is base 2, so if you want to multiply by 2 in binary, you just add a 0. And to divide by 2, you just remove the digit on the right. As long as the digit that gets removed is a 0, then you have a nice even division by 2. If it wasn't a 0, then you have almost divided by 2. The same thing happens in decimal. If we start with the value 10 and you want to divide by 10, just remove the 0 and you have 1. But if you started with 12 and just remove the 2 digit, then your answer will be in the general area, but not exact. In binary, the value 100 is 4, removing the rightmost 0 or shifting it to the right, depending on how you want to look at it, will give you the result of 10, which is 2. That's a perfect division by 2. But if you start with the value 101, which is 5, and do the same thing, you still end up with 10, which is 2. Now, 5 divided by 2 should be 2.5. But we can't easily express that without doing something entirely different. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.